The Dunleavy administration is eyeing a carbon credit program on state forest lands. Alaska Native corporations have publicly vaunted windfalls in the tens of millions as some pivot from commercial logging to being paid to keep trees on their land standing. Sea Alaska is one example. It and others went into partnership with oil giant BP in 2019. But Alaska's Revenue Commissioner Lucinda Mahoney says that's not where the idea came from.
What we are looking for is to establish a program that enables the state of Alaska to communicate to the public that responsible development and management of our lands exists. And we especially want to communicate this to many of the banks on Wall Street that prohibit investment in the Alaska Arctic oil and gas projects.
She's referring to pressure by major lenders that have effectively ruled out investments in new Arctic fossil fuel projects over concerns about impacts on the environment, indigenous peoples, and climate change. But where do carbon credits come in? Mahoney says corporations have carbon bills to pay. That is, they make pledges to offset their environmental impacts. And they do this by purchasing credits on one of the global carbon registries.
And we are hopeful and optimistic that should some of our Alaska lands be placed into those registries, that individuals or corporations would purchase those.
Mahoney says the state could use the profits to pay off some of the $600 million it owes in tax credits to Alaska's small oil and gas producers and their creditors.
If we owe a bank $100 million in tax certificates, the bank could then say, instead of the cash, I would prefer that I receive a carbon offset value that is the equivalent, or maybe there's a premium markup on it, of the tax certificate.
There is precedent for a state setting aside forest land for carbon credits, says Morgan Higman. She's a fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., studying energy security and climate change.
My initial reaction is like, it could work. I think the sort of deeper question, whether it's really a greenifying kind of project, you know, there's a lot of concern about program integrity with these kind of things.
In other words, carbon credits can make money, but she says whether they actually make a dent in carbon pollution is up for debate.
So the question is kind of, are we doing this to like diversify our revenue streams? Cool, that's great. If we're doing this to like reduce emissions in a meaningful way, like it's a little less clear that that's going to be super effective.
Pivoting from timber sales on Alaska state forests would be a departure from the government's usual approach, timber sales. But the state's holdings are small compared to the Tongass and Chugach national forests. The Dunleavy administration is now shopping for a consultant to estimate the potential for carbon credits on state lands. The contract is worth up to $500,000, with the first report due by the end of the year. Mahoney, the revenue commissioner, says the state gets about $500,000 a year from proceeds from logging on state land.
After we've gone through and done some analysis with the consultant, it may be that we stop doing that. We allow the trees to grow so that they can help continue to produce the carbon offset.
It's not clear what industry's position would be on a policy that could restrict intensive logging on some state forest lands for a minimum of 30 to 40 years. The Alaska Forest Association declined to comment, and nobody from the Resource Development Council had anything to say either. But conservationists, who have sometimes challenged state timber sales in court, welcomed the news. Guys like John Shane, a forestry ecologist who's worked for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Audubon, Alaska.
I see tremendous potential of carbon credits.
He says Alaska's old-growth stands of trees are worth more in the long term, standing as carbon storage as the planet continues to heat up.
I mean, this is one of the best natural opportunities to mitigate climate change that there is.
A policy paper released this week to Coast Alaska says the Dunleavy administration projects carbon credits could earn the state anywhere from $500,000 to $20 million in new revenue. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.